From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Early in the morning before the sun comes up, wood burning in the stove, coffee stirring in his cup. He's chomping at the bits to get us youngins out the bed. Check the baskets at the creek, get the hogs and chickens fed. By the time we get to town, the church crowd'll be gone. Granddaddy grins, Sunday sure is a blessing when you're living down home. Down home, everybody's got one. Down home, that you come from. Down home, it's something that your mama said. It ain't just a good place for you to lay your head.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Brett Cobb with Down Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 24th through the 26th, and the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show coming up for you. Today's show is coming to you from California Closets. And we'll be talking with Catherine Ingenieri with California Closets. In addition to, we'll also talk with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry, Zach Ross with Harper Construction, Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. And finally, we've got an interview with Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter. And Mr. Critter is a company that you call when you have a rat or mice in your house, or maybe a raccoon, or he's removed an opossum for me in the past. He's removed bees that made decided to live in a house that I have. He has also remove bats. So there's a lot of those kinds of creatures that Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter can remove for you, and he's got an update on kind of some summer tips, things to look out for during the summer months. Well, I also wanted to tell you about our weekly savings club, the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Weekly Savings Club. And if you're not signed up for that, you should be. If you're listening to this show, you either work in the home industry, the building industry, or maybe you've got a project going on, or maybe you're one of these people we call a home junkie who just loves everything to do with your home, and you're just interested in information. But every now and then you might be in need of something, and why not get a good deal on it? And this week's Weekly Savings Club Closets by Design is offering 40% off plus free installation. That's Closets by Design. Melser Tile, they oftentimes will have some leftover material that they decide to discount in their contractor showroom, and they've got some 6-inch by 24-inch caraway porcelain tile for $1.89 per square foot. That's a really good deal while supplies last. And so that's looks like it would be like one of those, something that you could put on the wall or maybe on the floor. Also, Mosquito Shield has a one-time event spray for $24.95. Mosquito Shield has a one-time summer spray for $24.95. Maybe you've got an event coming up for July 4th, and you've got to have some people over, and you want to make sure that they're not bugged by mosquitoes. And also contract exteriors, and you can receive 4 inches of James Hardy Color Plus window trim for free when selecting a James Hardy Color Plus siding replacement. So if you're looking to get your siding replaced, maybe you've got that old asbestos siding on your house. I had that removed just recently, and it revealed some siding from 1912 that's in pretty rough shape, the original clapboard siding from when the house was built in 1912. And not sure what I'm going to do about that, whether I'm going to repair it or maybe call Contract Exteriors and receive 4 inch James Hardy Color Plus window trim for free when selecting a James Hardy Color Plus siding replacement. So, Weekly Savings Club, you can see these offers at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, or on our Facebook page. Just search Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue? We've got Ken Vedrinsky. He's a chef, a Charleston chef, who beat Bobby Flay. And he's got an amazing new home that was just built by general contractor Philip Smith on Daniel Island. And we're going to take you inside Chef Ken Vedrinsky's house on Daniel Island. Beautiful modern house. Something you don't always see in the Charleston area, and it's just amazing. And Chef Ken is on our cover, and he is the Charleston chef who beat Bobby Flay on the TV show on the Food Network. So you want to definitely pick up a copy of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I can give you a few different places where it's easy to pick up. In North Charleston, I mentioned Melser Tile. You can pick up the new copy, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, at Melser Tile. You can also pick it up at the Lazy Boy Furniture Store near the Tanger Outlets. You can pick it up at Palmetto Tile, and that's on Rivers Avenue. So there's three good locations in North Charleston. You can also pick it up in Mount Pleasant at GDC Home or at Carolina Lanterns or Coral Berry Cottage in Mount Pleasant or Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant or CHD Interiors in Mount Pleasant. For the House in Mount Pleasant has got a rack of the new issues of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. West of the Ashley, if you live west of the Ashley, you can pick it up, pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine at GDC on Sam Rittenberg, or right across the street, Charleston Amish Furniture, or a little further on down Sam Rittenberg, Charleston Lighting. You can pick up an issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Design on Tap, which is a little further on down Sam Rittenberg, or Plugs Appliance Center, or Wholesale Appliance Center. Those are all in West Ashley. Let's see, where else? In Somerville, you can pick it up at the Sherwin-Williams on Main Street, or Spectrum Paints, also on Main Street in Somerville. Lots of places where you can pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from California Closets, and their showroom is located at 704 South Shelmore Boulevard, Suite 100 in Mount Pleasant, and that's right across South Shelmore Boulevard from the O'Quinn School near the Ion Roundabout. And now we're talking with Catherine Ingenieri with California Closets. How are you doing, Catherine?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good, good. First of all, thank you to California Closets for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and just tell everybody about California Closets.
California Closets company started over 40 years ago. Our particular franchise has been in the Charleston area for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And we serviced countless numbers of clients. Mm-hmm. And we have our own production shop on James Island. So mm-hmm. we're able to make a custom closet for each individualized design for each client.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, what I've noticed is when a house goes up for sale, the real estate agent always wants to point out the best things about that house. And if the house has California Closet brand closets, mm-hmm. they'll always mention that in the advertising. How has California Closets has really gained a great reputation in the closet business? Tell us a little bit about what sets California Closets apart from other companies.
Well, California Closets corporate, they put, I'm not exactly sure on the number, but thousands of dollars of money going into research to research every particular finish, the best way to construct our systems, like how deep we make them, the particular sizes, and over the years we found that that's the best way through research to construct our systems.
Right. So California Closets, your specialty is closets, and so I've always heard if you're gonna do one thing, do it the best. And mm-hmm. so California Closets has done a great job of really being the leader in the closet industry. I noticed it's for California Closets, you folks have really made a great effort to make closets very stylish, and mm-hmm. and there's lots of finish options. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we have 18 different finish options. We have 3 different levels right mm-hmm. now, and all different wood grains, our classic colors, and then we even have a line from Italy, our Tesoro line, that has a little bit of texture to it. Mm-hmm. And we will actually be premiering 5 new finishes in the very new future that we just got from corporate. And they take their marketing team over to Italy, actually, and find out the new brand new trends for each of the finishes. So mm-hmm. those should be premiering very soon, and we'll have access to those.
Right. You know, a lot of times when someone has a house built, unless the homeowner specifies that they want California Closets, they might end up with just those wire shelves, right? Mm-hmm. Does California Closets replace a lot of those wire shelves with nice custom closets?
Yes, we do. Well, our system, we can hold more items. Like mm-hmm. weight-wise, it's more versatile. You're not having items falling through the wires. Mm-hmm. And just with
leaving the indentations on the clothes,
yes.
and stuff like that.
And yeah, you don't have to worry about them falling or anything like that. And then just with our furniture-grade particle board, it's just a sturdier material. And with the humidity in Charleston, it's not going to warp or anything like that versus a solid hardwood.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, have you just ever walked into somebody's closet that is just looks like an explosion went off?
Yes, I have.
does California Closets help a homeowner with how to get that picture perfect closet that you see in those beautiful California Closet ads? I mean, do you actually help? What kinds of questions do you ask the homeowners?
Well, we go through a lot of different questions. Part of the beauty of California Closets is in the process with the designer is we'll talk with the client about what they want, what they need, how they want it to function, their goals. And we go as far as measuring how many items, the length of items, just so that each design you use the space as ergonomically as possible. Mm-hmm. And helps you start off your day in the best way, mm-hmm. best mindset possible too.
What are some of those tips that you give? Like I've always heard, you know,
put the items that you're using least maybe on the top upper shelves, and the stuff that you're using every day easily, you know, that you can easily grab, that kind mm-hmm. of thing?
Yeah, for items that you use more often, like where like the entrance of the closet, so it's easiest to access. And then if you're like right-handed or left-handed, if you have a certain pull-out feature, have that on the right-handed side. So just like different items and features you can factor into design so that you use the space and it's not awkward to right. navigate.
Right, gotcha. Tell us about maybe a project that you've seen locally that you know, just looks like one of those beautiful California closet ads. You know, have you ever had a homeowner that takes over an entire room to convert into a closet?
I'm in the process of that one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I have had a client, if they have just moved in or are moving into a house and they have a room and they want it to function for storing items as well as displaying items. So then uh-huh. we kind of go in there, talk to them a little bit about what kind of items they want to display, and we'll make that design reflect their needs.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the finishes that are going into that closet?
Well, right now, just the sienna, Lago wood sienna finish.
What's that look like?
It has like a reddish tone. It's like wood grain mm-hmm. and some, you know, the wood grain in there with a little bit of red and brown kind of a color.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what is there on the glass? Is there glass for the cabinets or?
Not at the moment. We're still in the process of deciding on different options for their space and in that middle of the design process.
Well, what kinds of suggestions would you typically make for a grand closet like that?
Well, we could add, if they're more traditional, we could add crown molding, base molding. We can do different door front styles to kind of complement
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Different hardware, like a little bit more traditional, more modern, different finishes in that regard. Yeah.
Is there any particular way that California Closets installs the closets? Are they attached to the wall and the floor, or are they floating, or?
They're wall mounted
mm-hmm.
on a rail system, and we can build to the floor. We don't have to build to the floor. And since we've been in business, California Closets has been in business for over 40 years. There's countless research going into the product, and they're not going to fall off the wall or anything like
right.
that.
Of course. Gotcha. Okay. Well, how can folks get more information about California Closets?
You can go on our website, www.californiaclosets.com, and you can go to our and type in the zip code for the Charleston area. You can get our direct page.
Okay.
And then you can call our showroom, 843-284-8828, and we would love to make you an appointment.
Okay. And are there certain hours that the showroom here in Mount Pleasant is open?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and then we are open Saturdays as well, 10 to 4 p.m.
10 to 4. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, we encourage everyone to come by the California Closet showroom in Mount Pleasant. It's a beautiful space you have here, and how many vignettes have you got?
Seven, eight.
About different, seven or eight vignettes.
Yeah. We have different pieces of them all around, so
right.
show different options that we can do.
Well, good. Well, we have been talking with Catherine Ingenieri with California Closets, and special thanks to California Closets for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the California Closets showroom. And they're located at 704 South Shelmore Boulevard in Mount Pleasant near the Ion Roundabout. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Great, Tim. How about you?
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure. Thank you, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry, we design, build, and install custom cabinetry. So we take help our clients go from any ideas they have or don't have, a house, Pinterest, full-on architectural drawings, or maybe just some ideas on a napkin and kind of some arm waving, if you will, you know. And it's like, well, we're thinking about doing this and that. And one of our staff designers will sit down with a client, or prospect and help them tiptoe through the process, basically, you know, everything from establishing a budget or taking a budget that's already established and what can we help you achieve in that range to, you know, what is my dream cost? Mm-hmm. And then all the way through execution of building it in our facility right in the north area. And then our in-house people do the installation as well. So there's no finger pointing at the end of the day. If something did or if it went right, they've got one phone call to make. If they've got an issue with something, likewise, one phone call to make.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. You know, a lot of times a homeowner, they just know they want a new kitchen or a new bathroom. They don't necessarily know exactly how everything should be laid out. They might even have a few things on their wish list that they want, you know, or, you know, simple things like a recycle bin and trash can pull out or things like that. How does HWC walk a customer through the process, and do you end up making suggestions that maybe the customer never thought of to begin with?
That's a very good question, Tim. Probably the best way to start that is it's one of the reasons I think that we've grown the way we have. We actually have, in addition to myself, two full-on staff, kitchen and bath designers, that's their role. We specialize and are experts in cabinetry, kitchen and bath cabinetry, entertainment centers, stuff like that. And we don't get into a lot of the other, whether it's building trades or things like that. And that adds a lot of value, especially in today's market where there's so much customization and built available to you. You know, it's like it takes who was the commercial, Burger King, you can have it your way. Mm-hmm. And it's like your way times 10. Mm-hmm. These days, you know, every whether it's color or material or whatever. So we actually step clients, folks through what we affectionately call Cabinet 101, and kind of helps cut through because you catch all the advertising and marketing buzzwords out there. Oh, you need this or you need that or the other thing. And, you know, that may or may not be appropriate in every situation. Mm-hmm. And so what we like to do is we want to find out what you want, what the person wants. But as part of that whole process, we also say, well, here's kind of our default or standard settings, if you will. Here's some of the more common things that are available and why, you know, whether that's cabinet material, different drawer systems, why would we do this or that? You know, why not use a standard 12-inch deep wall cabinet? You know, most people's plates and stuff these days don't struggle to fit in a regular old 12-inch deep cabinet anymore. So our standard's a little deeper, but that's not always appropriate for everybody. You know, very small upcharge for that, like almost nothing, but gives them a lot more storage. But I digress. But basically, we help them find out what they're wanting. You know, so even if you bring in a picture or we're looking at house or something like that, one of the questions frequently is, well, what about that do you like? And so sometimes it's just, well, I like that hood. Okay, so not the whole kitchen? Well, the kitchen's nice, but I really like the hood. Mm-hmm. And then another picture, well, I really like how that's a white kind of shaker style, but I don't like the hood maybe mm-hmm. in that one. And so kind of helping, that is our role and goal to do that, because what I found is our clients value the design process. They recognize they're not cabinet experts. They're intelligent people in their field and what they do, but like so many other things, it's oftentimes your advantage to go ahead and hire the expert to help get the space that you want. A kitchen in particular, baths as well and others, but kitchens in particular are just really the gathering, kind of the nerve center of the home these days. So many of the wireless devices and connected devices are centered around the home or centered in the kitchen in those spaces. So making sure that's functional now and in the future with the rate of change and stuff is just really paramount. So we stay up to date on what's going on so we can make the best suggestions to our clients based on their needs and what they're wanting to accomplish. Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing customers asking for these days? And for instance, recently I think I saw that somebody was taking out they were redoing their kitchen and they were taking out the little desk nook area, and that those aren't so popular anymore. Used to be, but I guess not so much anymore.
Not so much. what I see one on a set of domestic headquarters is what they're called nowadays, mm-hmm. just for the record. But see that a little bit. Usually that's in a separate office, more so than being integrated into the kitchen. The kitchen, the trend tends to be more and more, how can we keep the counters clean and keep things, the clutter, to a minimum. A little bit in the last couple years, and in particular last year probably, I've seen or heard our clients mention, just, I'm really trying to kind of minimize things a little bit. You know, I don't need the 15 sets of cookware that I have. Let's work with two or three. And, you know, how can we really make an impact with that and give them the best use and storage? Because, you know, you got all that stuff. Oftentimes, how you spend a lot of time looking through it, trying to look for the ideal thing. And, you know, you're paying to store it, house it, keep it. Then you're wasting time looking for it. So I think a lot of people are in the manufacturing world or into things. We call that lean, lean manufacturing, where we really just get back to what's the core essence of what we need to execute things exceptionally well and timely, but not waste time doing what we call non-value added. You know, looking for a pot or a pan is not a value added activity. There's lots of things we'd all rather be doing than looking for something usually.
Right.
So those are the sorts of things we kind of, we see very modern design styles coming here in Charleston in the last few years. Glossier finishes, that sort of thing.
Is white still the number one color for kitchen cabinets?
Oh yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I've always just kind of likened it. We're on the coast. Mm-hmm. You go through any of the historic homes or even not historic homes downtown, there you see a lot of that shaker style white, maybe a raised panel, maybe something a little more formal in some of the homes. But it's light, it's airy, it's beachy feeling.
Mm-hmm. You might, goes with anything, right?
It really goes with anything. So I thought it, I mean, you just look back, whether 100-year-old, 200-year-old homes or even today, and it's just, it's one of those timeless colors. It may or may not be the most popular color at any given moment or the most trending, but it's, it always works. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing a lot of grays and blues. Those are probably the two bigger flavors we're seeing these days. Grays, I think, are still popular, but blues are definitely coming on. And a resurgence in wood tones, especially kind of rustic oaks and stuff like that, depending on the design style that somebody's trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. And we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks are not a franchise. You're a family-run business located in North Charleston.
That is exactly right. Small company, got about a dozen or so folks on staff. And so everything about your project will be handled very personally, locally. And again, you've got one phone call to make or one email or what have you like that.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always... Even though it's HWC Custom Cabinetry, it's possible to get custom cabinets without paying like a higher price, right?
That's right. There's, you know, if you're comparing apples to apples at the end of the day, and that's kind of why we do our cabinet 101 education, if you will, anytime we sit down with somebody, because if you really cut through all the advertising stuff, apples to apples, we're an exceptional value. There's some very high-priced things that we do that's not everybody's budget, but, you know, there's some of that, but there's also some very cost-effective things that make sense for a large number of folks that are wanting to bring their kitchen or bath or other spaces up to date or just a new home.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, we are located at 4675 Franchise Street in the North area, as you mentioned, and we can be reached on the web at hwccustomcabinetry.com or call us at 843-478-0892.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from California Closets. And the California Closet showroom is located at 704 South Shelmore Boulevard, Unit 100, and that's right across from the Oquin School near the Ion Roundabout. And now we're talking with Rutledge Carter with Coralberry Cottage. How are you doing, Rutledge?
I'm good. How are you, Tim?
Good. Take a moment, Rutledge, and tell everybody about Coralberry Cottage.
Coralberry Cottage is an upscale furniture and home interior store in Mount Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
We're located on the corner of Coleman Boulevard and Houston Northcote. And when you come into the store for the first time, you'll notice a couple of pieces of outdoor furniture. We have a lot of local craftsmen. One of the pieces you'll see right outside is made of reclaimed ipé by a local man, a nice trestle table, and then a big hanging bed. The hanging beds right now are moving quickly because people want to get outside and enjoy the beautiful low country summer.
Gotcha. So Coralberry Cottage, you can help folks decorate and furnish the interior of their home, and with these hanging beds, you can help them with their outdoor space as well.
Correct. And one thing that sets us apart in the hanging bed market is we have a very wide range of fabrics to offer. It's virtually the whole book of Sunbrella, plus extra outdoor fabrics. And we have a local upholsterer making the upholstery package for us. She does a really nice interior zip-off cover on the mattress, as well as an exterior cover, so you're really protected from mildew, and you can bleach everything and get the mildew out, which is nice.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Is that a regular mattress that goes on to the hanging beds, or is that something that holds up to the moisture and stuff?
It's a custom cut foam mattress made for outdoors.
Oh, okay.
And our pillow inserts are also, there's a special material that we use on the interior of the pillow casing to keep them from the moisture content getting into the fibers and making a big mess. So you're definitely getting a fully outdoor package.
Nice. So when someone looks into buying a hanging bed at Coralberry Cottage, is it something that they can buy right off the floor, or
No.
Is it custom ordered? Or
it's custom. We have one on display. And ours is the classic, it's called the Hilton Head. It's an X-back design that's really pretty and open, but there are other designs available. But it's truly a custom piece. You will pick your paint color, your stain color. They will come out and measure before they build it and customize the size. That's a benefit of using that custom cut outdoor mattress, is we can do any size you want. Mm-hmm. So if it's gonna frame out the windows better to do it longer, then we'll do it that way. If it needs to be extra small, we can do it that way. But the customer will pick every element.
Will Coralberry Cottage install that hanging bed too?
Yes.
Nice.
The whole package includes a professional installation.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, for those folks that may not have ever visited Coralberry Cottage, kind of take us on a virtual tour. You know, you walk into Coralberry Cottage's showroom. What will people experience?
So you will see beautiful furniture. The first element you'll see is a big white sectional sofa and a large handcrafted pine hutch.
Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of our, when the store started, we were very in the English country style. So the big beefy hutch was a big part of our style upon opening. And we've transitioned more into a coastal style since then. So there's a lot of slip-covered furniture, lots of light colors, lots of easy care fabrics and easy care rugs, because we all live by the beach,
mm-hmm.
So it's good to be easy care. And we have lots of local crafts. We have people who are making pottery and wood decor and art for us that are local. We like to support local as well as United States manufacturers as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. What about, does Coralberry Cottage, you folks still have some of the custom-made tables,
mm-hmm.
and things like that?
We have three local people making tables for us. One specializes in live edge, so it's in the natural edge of the wood. Walnut or maple are the two main woods that we're using for that. And that's really nice because you can get an exact specific size,
mm-hmm.
you know, down to the half inch, whatever size you need for your space, we can do it. And then we have another guy who does many, many, many different things, including media cabinets, special office pieces, custom credenzas, and he can work off of a photograph of what you want. Again, tweaking the size and the finish to exactly what you want.
Will Coralberry Cottage, if someone is looking to maybe refurnish a new living room, for example, do you guys do house calls where you go out and take a look at the space try to make sure that you know the investment that the homeowners are making is the best buy possible?
We do. We do offer in-home consultations, and that's for a fee. And we'll do free consultations at the store. You can bring your floor plan and photos and paint colors and all of that. But it is helpful to be physically in a space and determine what existing pieces maybe the customer wants to use, if that's going to work. We don't mind if you have other furniture. It doesn't have to be all Coral Berry Cottage. We can work with your pieces and then bring in fresh stuff from us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. The owners, one is an architect, right?
Yes, Liz Baker, and she's done many, many homes on Daniel Island. And sometimes she'll design a piece of furniture for a specific space, and then we'll have the local person make it.
Good deal. And Coral Berry Cottage was a sponsor of one of the homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour recently, and it was a home that Liz designed, mm-hmm. right? And then you folks furnished the living area as...
We did.
People got to experience, so it was fully staged, and everyone got a chance to get a real glimpse of what Coral Berry Cottage is all about.
Yes, we were very lucky to be included, and it was a whirlwind getting it all set up, but it turned out really pretty, and definitely, and now the house is sold, so.
Nice.
All because of us.
Very good, very good. Well, what kinds of trends are you seeing? What are you seeing people coming to Coral Berry Cottage to purchase rather other than just the hanging beds?
Our number one item is the slip-covered furniture. Again, because it's so easy care, it's casual but pretty and comfortable. That's number one for us. A new trend for us is vintage Turkish rugs. We have a supplier, a local Turkish woman, who's supplying us with vintage Uşaks, and the beauty of that is that it's already broken in and weathered, and so you can't really hurt it. It's already been on the backs of camels and who knows what else. So we actually featured one at the show house.
Nice.
The tour. So it was a beautiful indigo overdyed Turkish rug. It was nice.
Gotcha. And I always like to ask, how did Coral Berry Cottage, how did you get that name? Is there actually a coral berry?
There is a coral berry. It is sort of red instead of coral, but it does exist. And the owners, they loved English country style furniture and English country style names. So cottage was in the mix. To be honest, part of it does come down to website availability. But they also love the color coral.
Yeah. Cottage.com was available.
Yes.
Well, that makes a big thing. You don't want to have to call some stranger up and try to buy their website domain or something.
Right.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Coral Berry Cottage?
Well, you can visit us on coralberrycottage.com. And our Facebook is updated daily with fresh pictures. So that's a good place for a lot of out-of-towners. We'll look for new stuff on our Facebook and call us, and we'll ship it to them. And you can visit us on the corner of Coleman Boulevard and Houston Northcutt.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Rutledge Carter with Coral Berry Cottage. Thanks so much, Rutledge.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from California Closets. And their showroom is located at 704 South Shelmore Boulevard in Unit 100. And that's right across South Shelmore Boulevard from the O'Quinn School and right near the Ion Neighborhood Roundabout. And now we're talking with Zach Ross with Harper Roofing. How you doing, Zach?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Zach, take a moment and tell everybody about Harper Roofing.
Well, Harper Roofing is a sister company of Harper Construction. Harper Roofing's been around for about 5 years. Harper Construction started off doing a lot of work on Kiowa Island and a good amount of work on Seabrook as well. And then Harper Roofing started as to basically cover the rest of the Charleston area for the roofing side of the business. And we're a company that is a platinum contractor with Owens Corning.
You know, what I go around and I check all the different building permits, and there's always a lot of roofing permits. And my theory behind that is there's still a lot of post Hugo roofs that were replaced, and Hurricane Hugo came through Charleston about 30 years ago, and it'll be 30 years next year. And a lot of those roofs people have held on to, and they're starting to notice leaks and things like that, but they're finally getting those roofs replaced. Have you noticed a lot of, is Harbor Roofing replacing a lot of old roofs?
Yeah, actually we are replacing a lot of old roofs. So one thing that's noted is that a lot of roofs that were put on 20 or 30 years ago were 30 year roofs. And the thing is like you said, when a storm comes through and you start to notice some leaks, et cetera, your first idea is to call in for a repair. The problem with calling in for repair is that when a shingle becomes pretty brittle, it can be very, very difficult to repair a roof. So what we're able to do is kind of help the customer and the client figure out what is going to be the best thing for them. And it usually would be to replace the roof. Because going forward, the new roofs are really, they're 40 to 50 year roofs, and they're guaranteed to be 40 to 50 year roofs.
Mm-hmm. What, when Harper Roofing is removing the shingles, you might encounter some rot, or anything like that. Some different things that need repair. Does Harper Roofing take care of all that?
Yeah, definitely. We take care of all that. So by standard, if you come to us and you purchase a roof with us, we'll give you 3 sheets of OSB. If you've got more than 3 sheets of OSB that needs to be replaced, then there is a charge for that. But we are able to fix any leaks or rotted wood. And then also, if you've got any problems interior-wise with drywall, we're able to use our sister company, Harper Construction, to come in and do any interior work that's needed.
What are some of the telltale signs that somebody's roof needs to be replaced?
One could be visually. If there's been a windstorm and you've noticed that there's some shingles laying in your front yard, that probably means that you want to have somebody come look at your roof. If you are, like you mentioned, if you are noticing a lot of leaks in your house that aren't related to the bathroom, that might be time for that as well. You can also notice like a fading or an algae. Algae usually starts to rupture up 5 to 10 years, but if it starts to become more and more and more, you're probably going to want to have somebody at least come out and look at your roof, because it doesn't really hurt, to have someone at least just come give you an inspection.
Mm-hmm. I had a roof that only leaked during heavy rainstorms. So for the rest of the time, it was okay.
Yeah.
But that's not a very good idea, is it, to not get that roof replaced sooner than later?
Yeah, think about mold. You think about leaks. If you're even, especially with the way that the housing market is going right now, if you're thinking about selling your house and you've got an old roof, the roof is like one of the most important parts of your home, and if you're not taking care of the roof, and it's really not the most expensive thing to get taken care of either, considering our bath remodel, etc. So if you're noticing those things, even in low season, especially right now, the way the rain's been going, if you're starting to notice anything changing, you're going to want to have somebody come out and look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just entered hurricane season recently. And what would be your advice for a homeowner if they were ready to get their roof replaced? What kind of roofing would you recommend in a hurricane prone area like Charleston?
So first thing, the most important thing is that we've actually been working a recent wind and hail storm that happened on March 20th. And what a lot of people don't know is that if you're not in a position to do a cash buy on your roof, cash buy, like if you can't pay cash right now for your roof, if you don't have all the money to put on a brand new roof, we're actually able to work with your insurance company and have them come out and take a look at your roof. A lot of times what people don't know is that, we'll come out, we'll look at it. We have no problem getting on your roof and looking at it. And then we also work closely with the insurance company, and they'll send an adjuster out. And a lot of times if they find what we find and we find substantial damage, they'll replace your roof for your deductible. And a lot of people don't really know that their deductible might only be $2,500, and you might have a 60, 70 square roof and your roof might cost you $20,000. And if you can get a $20,000 roof put on for $2,500 and also not have your premium increase, then that's really, really important. And considering it is hurricane season and we got a lot more rain coming down, we're able to come out and take a look at it before it gets really serious, as you mentioned before, with the small leaks when it only rains hard,
Is there any roof besides like a metal roof that will hold up to hurricane force winds?
Yeah, so we are a platinum contractor with Owens Corning, and we're able to provide an architectural shingle that will withstand up to 120 mile an hour winds. So basically it's going to take a lot for that roof to come apart. The good thing with Owens Corning is they have what's called SureNail technology. So the nail that we're using when it hits the actual shingle itself, it's guaranteed to make it through and it's guaranteed to stick.
Mm-hmm. What's that mean to be a platinum contractor?
Basically, Owens Corning has a lot of preferred contractors, and there's a lot of people that also use Owens Corning. But as a platinum contractor, we're one of two platinum contractors in the Charleston area. And we basically have to go through a pretty substantial vetting process. Owens Corning wants to make sure, A, that we're legitimate, that we're licensed, bonded, and insured, and B, that we're providing a service to their customers that's going to, you know, it's going to represent their company well. They're not out looking for platinum contractors every week. So with that, we also are able to add another substantial amount of warranty, the platinum warranty that they provide, that'll give you an extra guaranteed, you know, workmanship guarantee and shingle guarantee as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And and that particular Owens Corning shingle that you mentioned, that will hold up to hurricane force winds?
Yeah, I mean, unless it exceeds 120 mile an hour winds, then yeah, you're going to be good.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Well, talk about the process. I see different roofing companies, you know, how, if I've got like really nice landscaping around my house, how is Harper Roofing going to make sure that that's protected?
So the most important thing is that we take care of your home for you, whether you're there or you're not. And what we're able to do is our actual roofers, who are some of the best roofers I've ever seen, they'll add any kind of protective coverage around your landscaping. And the first thing that we do is we'll take pictures of the exterior of your home. As salesmen or as roofers or et cetera, we're able to go out before, after we meet with you, and we take pictures of your roof and of your landscaping just in case. Mm-hmm. We then protect your yard. We protect anything that's real important to you outside, whether that be, you know, fountains, et cetera. And then a lot of times people have a freak out, right? Because you come outside the first day of demo and you've got shingles everywhere, right? And they expect it to all be cleaned up right away. But what we like to let them know is that, like, you know, if you give us a day or two while we're doing the work, it'll get all cleaned up. That way we don't have to do two passes. So we protect everything. We take care of the demo. And then once the roof's put on, our roofers clean up the yard, and then they'll also walk through with a magnetic nail sweeper to make sure all the nails come up. And then once it's signed, sealed, and delivered, we'll do an exterior walk with the customer and just see if anything's, you know, kind of not really the way they want it, or if they want to change anything, and just make sure the yard looks as good as it did and the roof looks as good as they want it to.
Right. Well, that's the important thing, is that when you leave, everything is going to look the way it was before Harper Roofing arrived, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we want to keep you on as a customer for future endeavors as well. I mean, if you want to do a paint job, if you want to do anything interior wise, I mean, we want to make sure that, you know, you can trust us and you would recommend us to a friend as well.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Harper Roofing?
You can go to harperroofingcharleston.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can call us at the office, which is 843-737-4745 for an appointment or just to say hi or anything like that.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Zach Ross with Harper Roofing. Thanks so much, Zach.
Cheers, man.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter. How you doing, Brad?
Real good, Tim. How are you today?
Good, good. Brad, take a moment and tell everybody about Mr. Critter.
Well, Mr. Critter is a locally owned and family operated company here in Charleston. And what we do is we specialize in critter proofing homes and then humanely removing any animals that might be causing a problem there.
What kinds of critters have you encountered over, how many years have you been doing this?
Well, in Charleston here, I've been at it for about 12 years. And quite honestly, Tim, we have captured every single animal that lives in this state. I don't think there's any yet we haven't got. But mostly,
give us an example.
Mostly what we do is the rats, raccoons, snakes, stuff like that. Those are the most common calls. But we also do things like, you know, alligators. I've done llamas. I've done emus. We've done pretty much anything. We've had private residents lose a pet, and we go out and find those pets. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of do a little bit of everything out here.
What was, this was a number of years ago, that white, was it a white squirrel?
Yeah. That we had a little baby albino squirrel. And I had caught him with his siblings, and he was the only white one. And we actually raised him up to an adult before we let him go to give him a good fighting chance in the real world.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And that's something that's a bit unique with Mr. Critter. For some of the creatures that you catch, you relocate. You don't necessarily put them down, right?
That's right. We do our best not to kill anything we don't absolutely have to. It's not the animal's fault. It's looking for a place to live. So what we usually do is just critter-proof the home, and then we go inside and capture the ones that were locked inside and take them a, you know, minimum 10 miles as the crow flies away so that they never come back and still get to live their life.
Mm-hmm. Except for certain critters, right?
You know, some animals are really hard to catch alive. Rats is one of them, and we do a lot of rats here in Charleston. I'm sure, as everybody knows, there's a huge rat issue in the South. So we do end up using lethal traps for rats, but we do not use any type of poison. Poison is a very slow and painful death. It takes quite a few days, and it puts animals full of poison in your yard, in your walls, you know, in your attic. And that's when other dogs and cats pick them up, or they die in places where we can't find them in your house.
And they just stink.
And they just stink. And then you're dealing with weeks of the smell or paying someone hundreds of dollars to try to find it.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't use poison at all, but we do use lethal traps with rats.
You know, I was doing some work on our old house a few years ago, and I saw this girl walking down the street with one of those live traps. Mm-hmm. with a rat in it. and I said, where are you going with that? And she said, oh, I'm going to go down the street here and let it loose. And I said, oh, great. So it becomes somebody else's problem rather than you're getting rid of your problem. But because not to get into a lot on this, but there are pheromones you've told me about in the past.
That's right.
That the rats can, they kind of smell their own trails and leads them back to the original house that they were in.
That's exactly right. In fact, most animals work with pheromones and scent in their life. So if you are going to relocate an animal, it needs to go at least 10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it has a very good chance of coming back.
So rats and mice, we can live without them.
We have plenty of them.
Exactly. There's plenty to go around. But what about we're starting a new feature in Charleston Home and Design magazine called Critter Corner. And it's being sponsored by Mr. Critter. And each issue coming in this in our new summer issue, you're giving some tips about what to do when you encounter a critter in your home, critters that are prevalent in the summertime. So what kinds of critters will most people in the Charleston area encounter during the summer months?
Well, lately, the last 2 years, summers have been really, we get a lot of phone calls for snakes. Snakes have gotten a lot worse in the last few years now that the rat population is exploding again. So we're getting a lot of venomous snakes. So we do a lot of preventative maintenance things with our clients when it comes to snakes. In other words, you can take a nice cinnamon oil, the actual pure extract of the cinnamon plant. You can put that into a spray bottle, fill that spray bottle up with water, make it a nice milky color. It doesn't have to be super strong, you know, nice milky color. And then take that and spray it around your house. Spray it in your ground vents, underneath your decks, in your bushes, but right up against your home. Then what happens as the snakes travel through your yard towards your home, they get a smell of this cinnamon oil. Now, a snake doesn't smell like me and you. It tastes the air. And it has a Jacobson organ on the roof of its mouth that actually deciphers what that taste is. When the tongue comes out and grabs the cinnamon oil in the air and pulls it back in, it's quite painful. Kind of like the old red hot candies we used to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stick one of those in your eye. You're not going to like it, mm-hmm. right? So if a spray like that can keep them at bay. If you have a strong rodent issue, it's going to be hard to keep snakes away without removing the rodents. So you usually just got to remove the rodents first. But this is a good home remedy for keeping snakes out of your garden and out of your crawl spaces and stuff using cinnamon oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us some war stories about some of the snakes that Mr. Critter has removed from people's homes.
Oh my goodness. It's almost endless. I don't want to scare people, but you would be surprised of how many rattlesnakes I pull out of people's bathtubs.
Oh my goodness. How do they get there?
Usually they're chasing a rat. They're following a rat pheromone. And the rat,
so not up through the drain.
Not through the drain. No, it's not something they're going to be coming through the drain. It's usually they're following a pheromone underneath your house. They find a spot, a hole in the floor that comes up under a cabinet. They get up and they find themselves in your bathroom. At this point, they get a little scared and they go looking for what they know. And the smell of water is what they know. So they find themselves in the toilets or in the sinks or in the tubs a lot. And then you wake up in the morning and you turn the light on and there's a snake in your bathroom. Mm. We get a lot of calls like that. You might be surprised how often that happens.
I think I remember my mother-in-law telling me about a water moccasin, I think, that they found in they were visiting some friends in Alabama and it was in the bathroom, behind the toilet or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yep, nice, so, cool area.
So just to clarify, the snakes aren't going to come up through the drain, though.
First of all, anything's possible. When you're talking about Mother Nature, there's nothing that's impossible. But in a situation where you're living in a country where your sewer system is separate from your drainage system, mm-hmm. it's not very likely at all. Mm-hmm. So really, when we find snakes in homes, the first thing we do is we go to cabinets, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, because there's usually holes in the floor. And that's where the little buggers come from. And then you can go outside and track the animal to the actual hole it used to get under your house. At that point, you can start closing it up and get your home critter proof.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of critter proofing, if you would like Mr. Critter to visit your home and do a complete inspection and critter proof, Mr. Critter has some proprietary methods that he uses to seal up your house and make it critter proof. How can folks get in touch with Mr. Critter?
Well, the best way to get a hold of us is just give me a call. My phone number is 843-205-0551. And that number rings my hip. And you can always get a hold of me. And we're usually within 24 hours we can get to your house.
You know, do people have to wait till Monday to call you?
You can call me on the weekends. You can call me in the evenings. But I only take emergency calls during those times. And the reason being is I would never get any rest. Animals never get any rest, so they're constantly moving. And my phone would ring 24/7. Mm-hmm. But if you leave me a detailed message, I'll listen to it right away. And if it's an emergency, if you've got an animal inside your home and it needs to go right now, I will come out and take care of it.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to have you mention your new program, Hiring Veterans for Mr. Critter.
Yes, we're launching a large program to bring awareness to our veterans and heroes coming home. And we are trying to encourage local businesses to hire these professionals.
All right, great. And once again, how can folks get in touch with Mr. Critter?
The best way is a phone call, 843-205-0551, or you can go to MrCritterSC.com, and on the website, you can get a hold of us there.
And look for Critter Corner in the new issue, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've been talking with Brad Hilfrink with Mr. Critter. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thank you, Tim.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday